What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. It's an off day for the Texans, so we're actually sitting in our nice studios, but we do have a good view of NRG Park, just in case they decide to break out practicing impromptu. You know what I mean?
Like, well, I'm keeping them there first.
I'm keeping an eye out. You know what I'm saying? Like, just in case. Yeah. You know, so we got to keep an eye on it. But no, it's an off day. The fella's getting much needed rest, except maybe Will Anderson Jr. We know him. Even in off days, he'll set up some chairs and go and work on pass rushing as well. But no, they're getting much needed rest. They'll be back in pads tomorrow for another day of practice before they head out to the Greenbrier next week as well. So very much, you know, we'll have you covered. We'll talk to Callan Hanna tomorrow as well. So you definitely want to keep it locked here on Sports Radio 610. But I thought Sean put up a really interesting hypothetical today that has got me kind of thinking. And honestly, I thought my answer came to me very quickly and very easily.
So did mine.
And I'm very intrigued that this has been a rousing conversation for a lot of folks. And it's been a pretty good split as well on the vote. Of course, it's a Pender poll that we're talking about. So at Sean T. Pendergast on X or Twitter or whatever you like to call it, if you want to look at it, currently it is split 52-48%.
That close?
It is very, very close. So the first five games of the season for the Texans, week one, on the road versus the Rams. Week two is at home versus the Buccaneers. Week three, on the road versus the Jags. Week four, back at home versus your much beloved Titans, right, Lopez?
Yeah, sure.
And then you're on the road.
Girl, Amy.
On the road week five at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore versus the Ravens before you get your bye week. Early bye week, I know I've already talked about that. We can talk about that another time again. But would you rather a 4-1 start with the one loss being that week five road game versus the Ravens, or would you prefer a 3-2 start with a convincing win over the Ravens? What's your answer, Lopez?
I thought it was a layup, but apparently not. Give me 4-1. I don't care if you lose to the Ravens. Now, I get the opposite point. The Ravens presumably are a team that you might be fighting for a home field down the road, you know, et cetera. But 4-1 takes you a long way, whether you lose to the Ravens or not, toward ultimately getting that. Now, you know, the other thing is, it's not just simple math for me, like four is better than three. That's not the primary reason. It is a part of the reason.
Technically correct, which Futurama has told me.
Win is a win.
That's right. I just feel like, you know, at 4-1 going into the bye week, you will be playing really good football despite the loss to the Ravens going into the bye week.
You sure?
Yeah. Because look, you're not playing chumps. You know, you know the Rams, of course, on the road. You know, who knows about the Bucks, but they were pretty darn good. And then a couple of division wins.
What was your record last year, five weeks in?
What was it last year, 5 years?
4-1.
All right. Doesn't matter to me.
With the loss against the Vikings?
Don't hit me with that.
Ultimately, where'd you end up?
No,
were you playing great football at that point all the way through that?
Yeah, no. Well, early on, we were
I don't think we were sure.
Yeah.
But we remember D'Amico was giving you, well, you know, you just need to win, and you know, wins count the same, and you know, I'd rather win dirty than not win at all. That was all the talking points, and you were 4-1, and oh man, 4-1 is better than 3-2. But you did not have the convincing wins. Well, I guess you beat the Bills, and maybe you could say that's the convincing win that you had last year. But 3 points, how convincing is that, a 23-20 victory?
Right.
You did not have the convincing wins, I would argue, that would tell you that that portends actual success in an AFC where this is where all the best teams are.
Yeah.
The Ravens.
Yeah.
The Bills.
Yeah.
The Chiefs. and God forbid one of these other teams like the Bengals find some defense or something like that, mm-hmm. you're going to need to be a convincing football team. And I would much prefer that by week five, mm-hmm. you know, you have found something to where you can go on the road, mind you, because again, you know, it's a possibility that you have to go on the road mm-hmm. to one of these teams and beat a team like the Ravens that I feel very confident is a good football team, maybe the best in the league right now.
Yeah.
If you can do that in week five, I'm cool with you having three wins. This is an AFC South that we talk about as if you were going to walk to a championship anyways in the AFC South. Mm-hmm. I think that you'll get your victories, and I think it'd be understandable and reasonable because I think some people have talked about, well, if you don't lose against the Ravens, where are those two losses coming from?
Right.
Is that a Titans loss? Is that a Jaguars loss? I think you could lose those first two games and reasonably have an understanding of this is an offense and an offensive line that is new, that is finding things that we know. We've talked about it a number of times. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to find a level of gel and then be gelling by week three and give me a convincing win. And I feel much stronger about that and what that portends to the place that you're actually going to be judged this season,
yeah.
which is not winning in the regular season. That's being able to go and compete against the best of the best.
Well, okay, so you stated, and Figgy, I'm curious on your thought on this, but let me just – say this, you stated a strong case, but you didn't convince me.
Okay.
And the reason is you still don't know if you're going to be playing good football at 3-2. You said at 4-1 last year, they weren't necessarily playing good football.
Remember, the caveat is a convincing win against the Ravens.
Well, but still, you know, any win against the Ravens, we're just talking 4-1, you know, with the Ravens, I mean, 3-2, I should say, for you. With the win on
with
the
a
road.
Convincing win against the Ravens.
Well, you're saying convincing.
Well, that was the poll that was put up.
Yeah, but
take it up with Sean Penn.
But here's the thing. I'll still take 4-1 because of the things I just said and two division wins, you know, which again, you might say it's going to be a cakewalk in the division. We don't know, you know, and a win on the road against the Rams to start the year, which, you know, that's going to be impressive no matter what. And Tampa Bay was a playoff team. So I'll still take 4-1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You must remember this is the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with the 3-2, to be honest, mm-hmm. because I think we done been there, done that. I think Reggie said it with the 4-1 and all that stuff. It's really killing me, and I'm not even on the team. It's mm-hmm. really killing me how they can't get past the Ravens. And I think it would be very important for them to beat the Ravens early in the season like this because you're probably going to end up facing them again somehow in the playoffs. It wouldn't bother me if they lose the first two games, and this might be a sorry way of thinking it, but they probably getting their offensive line and offense clicking, and plus they NFC team, so you probably won't see them again unless you get to the Super Bowl, if they get to the Super Bowl. But the Ravens, you got to go through the Ravens.
The other reason that I would take 4-1 and the loss to the Ravens, and I think you mentioned this yesterday.
And it is worth noting. I'm sorry to interrupt mm-hmm. you. I know I do that at times. But I do want to make sure that I'm not just making points that, you know, support my claim, but that I also make sure that I'm clear on things. Sean did on the poll also say a convincing loss yeah. to the Ravens as well.
Yeah. But to your point, I think you said this yesterday, you know, how long do you think it's going to take for this offense to really get going?
Mm-hmm.
I think you said 6 weeks.
It's quite possible. 100%.
So give me 4-1 and an offense that is still getting better, presumably. So I'll take 4-1 all day. I thought it was an easy answer. Apparently it's not.
No, I'm very much on give me proofs of concept, especially when we're talking about the yard marker games.
Mm-hmm.
There are some games that are games, and obviously you want to make sure that you go out and you put your best foot forward. But we know how this goes, especially talking in radio. But you listening to sports talk radio, you can tell the games that you mark on the schedule that mm-hmm. this is going to tell us something about our team. that's the first one on the schedule for me, mm-hmm. because those that is the caliber of team. And I understand some people might think I'm coming from the perspective of, man, the Ravens have been acting like they yo daddy of late, right? Mm-hmm. And you need to get over that. You need to exercise that demon. It's not even about that. Switch the Ravens with the Buffalo Bills in that case, and I still think that's the way that I go. I want you to be able to prove not just that you can win football games in this league, but that you can win football games against the caliber of teams that you want to be amongst, because I think that is the judgment call that we're making right now. You talked to Nick Caserio, you talked to D'Amico Ryans. That's the place. They want to be viewed as Super Bowl contenders, not just as a good football team. They've been viewed as the team that can win the division and the team that, you know, that's nice. I want to be a team that you have to talk about as not being a Saturday at noon or 3:30 game when you get to the end of the season. I want them to be looking at you, right? Yeah. But that's a given because, again, you have not cracked that ceiling of you are amongst those teams. I think that is a game that very much is the opportunity for your show. I am amongst these teams.
But again, last year, they had one of those wins. You mentioned it against Buffalo.
I don't think that that qualifies in what I'm talking
Buffalo
about.
Buffalo was their daddy, too. I mean, you know, Buffalo was one of the teams that was considered a Super Bowl contender last year and this year.
Yeah, but I think if they beat the Ravens early in this game, I think that's a tone setter for the whole season. Because now people will be like, oh, they are there.
At 3-2.
I think so. If they beat the Ravens, because right now I feel like nobody had faith in the Texans beating the Ravens at this point.
Well, and also at 4-1, even with the loss with the Ravens, you still have Denver. You still have Buffalo again. You go to Kansas City. You still have those opportunities to get that win. You know?
You do. You do.
Yeah, but most likely, I think all three of us think they're going to win the division, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they probably going to have that same wild card game at 3 o'clock on a Saturday, and then they might be going back to Baltimore again.
But what if you, as I just mentioned, what if you go into Kansas City and kick their ass? You know, and you have wins against either or both of Denver and Buffalo.
I still very much look at the Ravens as a bellwether of what's happening here. Mm-hmm. And look, somebody from the 713, you don't know what team the Ravens will be that early. And okay, you are then accepting that you don't know what type of team they are, and then you might lose to them there.
That's everybody then at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Scott, I see you. And I'm not even going quite to this place. If they get blown out by the Ravens, 4-1 won't look good. But that is also true. Like, again, and now that's outside of the bounds of the kind of conversation, the parameters of the poll that was set up here. Because, again, it'd be kind of a convincing loss as opposed to a big one. I know that another thing, because I want to make sure I highlight the points that you guys are making on the text line as well. The idea being of four wins gets you closer to maybe getting yourself a bye. And that is fair. I don't know how, and maybe this is me not necessarily showing a level of belief in them, but I don't know how much I'm leaning on the idea that them being able to get that bye. Because, again, I think that there's a lot of good teams out there. I just want you to be able to, hey, whether it's here at home, whether it's on the road, whether it's on the moon, wherever, the Texans are capable of playing with those teams. We're not having to run. We're not having to, well, you come to our house so we can get a victory. I think that's the type of thing that a week five victory.
Yeah, I just think it's a tone setter too, man. Like, you beat the Baltimore Ravens, we're going to be coming in here like, hey, watch out, AFC. We gonna be coming in like that.
I ain't getting there.
Because if they start off 4-1 and let's say they lose to the Ravens and then end up losing to the Chiefs, lose to the Bills.
Well, let's say they go 3-2 with a win over the Ravens and then lose to the Chiefs. Then we'll be back. We're here again. Give me 4-1 all day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I don't think that you have an unfair perspective there. Yeah. But the way that I view this, I'm trying to make it very clear, regardless of what it is. I want to see that you are in that class. And I thought that's the very first opportunity I want to know very early on that you are playing in at a level that is of the class of those top teams in the AFC. Yeah. Regardless, very interesting to see. It'll be a very good run of that first five games to give us a little bit of a taste and obviously some conversation points on your Houston Texans in 2025. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including the second opinion for Isaac Paredes. That might be necessary, especially with where it seems like the Astros might be bracing for, and an update as to what's happening on deadline day. We'll do it next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.